Welcome to the Amplifying Leadership Podcast and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner coaching consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. When we become leaders, we may believe that we have the last word, or it's a do what I say attitude, those types of things when things are put in front of us or changes is in the air. But it's not always the truth. Yes, sometimes we have to put those feet down and get people to do certain things to meet deadlines or to deal with change, but we also need to be very adaptable as well. And this means that maybe we need to give a little or have flexibility to our team or processes when it is needed. So a couple of the reasons why this may happen and why you need to be adaptable could be a major change is on the horizon or is happening. Change could be anything major from layoffs to system upgrades to many other things. But when we have change, it absolutely causes the need to be adaptive, because things are no longer the status quo. And sometimes our teams can struggle with that. So as leaders, we really, really need to show our adaptability. Another one could be an unexpected situation that requires a lot more flexibility and maybe the need for you or your team to adapt. We all saw this back in the COVID days when things were shut down or limited, et cetera. But it could also be where maybe you have a key employee who suddenly needs to leave because a parent, a spouse, a child, something has happened medically or a death, and they are suddenly out of the office. And that may require some flexibility or adaptability from you as a leader. So how can we be adaptable as leaders when things like this come up? Number one for you and your team is to remain calm. Getting upset and frustrated and angry and shouting, you know, demands at people will not help you or your team be able to move forward effectively with whatever is going on. Remain calm. If this means you need to go for a quick walk just to, you know, get it out, or you need to breathe, then do it. But don't take any frustrations out on anybody, including yourself. Remain as calm as possible. Have backup plans. So this is where we remember what happened last time, we learned from it, and we created those contingency plans. So let's think about COVID, for example. What did you learn from that? How did you have to adapt? Because, man, we had to adapt fast, didn't we? A lot of people had to figure out how to work remotely. If you haven't created those contingency plans in case something like that has happened again, I encourage you to do so fast. You don't know what might happen and you need to be adaptable. Having those backup plans and learning from what happened last time will help you be more adaptable, flexible, and move forward in a positive way. Then also encourage ideas or innovation for solutions to any challenges that might be coming up, depending on why you need to adapt. If it is a new system and you want some ideas on how to make it a more flexible system for your clients, or people are struggling with some major change going on, encourage people to share how they think that you could get through this as a team. What are their ideas or innovations for those solutions? And one of my favorites, and I've mentioned this several times, is asking for feedback. If you need to be more adaptable and you don't know how to help your team, ask your team what you can do for them. Do they have the resources they need? Do you need to sit down and share information with them depending on what's going on? Remembering at all times that people's confidentiality comes first, especially with regards to family or medical. But if it is a change that's happening within the organization, sharing what you can is very important. So being a leader means that you will come up to those roadblocks, those barriers, and those challenges that do cause you to have to adapt for yourself and for your team. And it could be adapting to the changing situation, such as we had with COVID, or maybe it's a new system upgrade, Or it could be that you need to figure out what you're going to do when your key person is gone because they're now on a medical leave. Using these few tips, I really do hope that you're able to adapt just a little bit more each time. Sometimes you will not be able to adapt easily. Go to others, ask for feedback, ask for ideas, help with solutions. We're all there to help each other out. It's not just about you. You're not the only one. Ask for help. That's our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you gained a key takeaway today. To learn more about our leadership division, including our on-demand course, visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a twin life coaching and business services division. To see about everything we do, you can find us on social media as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our YouTube handle is at Twin Life Coaching. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be. Thank you.